It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday the 5th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. You know that unspoken rule about not making any jokes about bombs or the plane going down when you're on the plane? Well, now think of your audience not being a cabin full of human sardines, but the entire internet. And think about how easily your jokes might be misinterpreted, with unfortunate results. Well, the Secret Service is reportedly looking for software that can tell if someone is being sarcastic online. Government agencies already monitor social media for all sorts of things, but they want better tools. So, do those tools exist yet? Noah Smith is an associate professor of language technologies and machine learning at Carnegie Mellon. Noah, thanks for chatting.
Thanks so much.
Okay, so first, let's talk about the problem here. I was looking at a headline about a couple that was saying something on Twitter like they were going to destroy America, but they were, of course, talking about, you know, partying hard once they hit Los Angeles, and they found themselves looking down the barrel of a gun, so to speak.
So sarcasm is kind of a tricky thing, right? It's actually hard for people to detect sometimes. We've probably all had experiences where we said something sarcastic and it wasn't interpreted that way and, you know, misunderstandings ensue, usually not with guns, hopefully.
How are we doing at building, I don't know, algorithms, other online social media monitoring tools that might be pretty good at detecting this sort of thing and separating the truly menacing messages on social media from the joking ones?
So there's been a fair amount of work over the past few years in the research world in trying to detect whether a message is sarcastic. How you interpret a message depends a lot on context, and we don't really have great computational models that know how to recognize, you know, the context people are talking in or what they mean, you know, to put it really simply. But one of the exciting things about sarcasm and social media and casual speech and casual text more generally is that it shows us how language is actually used by lots of people. So I think if anything is going to give us a better eye into how sarcasm gets used, it's going to be social media.
Noah Smith is an associate professor of language technologies and machine learning at Carnegie Mellon University. Noah, thank you very much.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure.
Here's an update on the ongoing net neutrality debate in the real world. Netflix has been testing a new error message that calls out specifically Verizon, saying the internet service provider's network is, quote, crowded right now. As you can imagine, Verizon is not happy about this. The company has now responded, claiming that it's actually a third thing, the connection Netflix is choosing to use Verizon's network. This he said, she said is getting pretty epic. When do we get to send these guys to hash it out in the principal's office? The craftsmanship and technological skills that go into building musical instruments is mysterious enough to become, in some cases, the stuff of legend. One of the top guitar string makers in the world is a company called Daddario. Whether or not Daddario's new NYXL guitar strings are, as the company claims, the strongest guitar strings ever made, the Daddario family has a rich history. Started making strings in Italy in the 1600s. Now they make them in America. I headed out to Long Island, New York recently to take a look at the process from strings to robot testers. I got a tour from current CEO Jim Daddario. Where are we going into right now? What is this?
And this is where we manufacture all our music strings.
So tell me about these strings that you make and how you have taken part in designing how they're made.
I started getting involved with string making when I was a teenager, like 13 years old. My dad used to bring home prototypes and I'd be the tester because I was playing the guitar. So
like a good gig, yeah,
if you can get it.
Really good gig, and the business is, you know, really a family business. So when we would watch TV as kids, we had a coil strings or not ukulele strings for Mario McAferry. So there was always strings up in the conversation. So I got involved with designing machinery and kind of running the factory floor when this business was tiny, when we had 5-6 employees in 1974. Now I have a whole team of engineers that work for me, building machinery for all our divisions, whether it's drum heads, drumsticks, reeds, or strings.
Show me some of the machines.
Let's
take a look.
Daddario brought me over to these giant machines that were taking thick wire and stretching it out very carefully until it was super skinny. The automated machines do this with super strong metal funnel-like nuts, cooling systems, and computers that measure heat to the hundredth of a degree and the length of an inch.
So what we're making here is round wire for plain strings, and we're making hexagon-shaped wire for cores that are going to get wound upon.
How many feet of wire is in this building right now?
There is 10,000 strings almost on that spool.
You got a room full of spools.
Next, Jim took me to the torture room where a guitar was set up on a workbench like Frankenstein, and a set of pneumatic robotic arms dragged a guitar pick across strings and bent a whammy bar to its limit to test the company's new NYXL strings against regular strings.
What we use this for is we were trying to determine what's it going to do in the simulated conditions of playing the guitar. Mm-hmm. So we're starting with it on E, and then we're going to stretch and pluck.
That's pretty aggressive.
Any minute, something's going to break.
Oh, there goes one.
99 out of 100 times, the new ones will last 1,000 or more strokes versus just a few strokes of the on the regular ones.
Nobody's gonna get their eye poked out.
Well, I can't say nobody, because if somebody's got a sharp edge on a bridge or a nut or a tuning peg, they're going to break a string. But odds are you're going to get a lot more life out of this string than you do a traditional string.
Jim Daddario, CEO of Daddario & Company. Jim, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Before we go, you seen that game Temple Run? It's a mobile game where the little dude runs through a jungle and has to jump and dodge obstacles Indiana Jones style. Well, this week the game hit 1 billion downloads. That puts it in the same league with, yes, Angry Birds. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.